This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cookin' with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. So it's that time of the year.
It's salad time, isn't it? Elderflower time. So
there's a lovely smell. I presume that is the smell of elderflower.
I just lifted the lid of the elderflower vinegar. So right. Do you want to try a wee bit of it, actually?
Why not?
Yeah. It'll give you a wee.
Not a big fan of drinking vinegar, but...
No, but just take a wee bit in your...
There.
Just a wee
drink.
And it's just you really get that floral taste.
You do get the floral smell of it.
And it's a good... local apple vinegar.
Sucking vinegar off a fork.
On a Saturday morning. That's what it's all about, yes.
Years of preparation and and it's all worthwhile. Uh-huh. Sucking vinegar off a BBC plastic fork.
So I did I'm doing a pork salad, so using pork fillets, so just cut up into medallions, toss it in a bit of oil, and then just onto a really hot grill pan or your barbecue, which is that time of year, isn't it? I'm doing a barbecue tonight. New barbecue, getting it on tonight. I know the bit in the BBC app where you see the time, so it's okay this afternoon, then see 6 o'clock, thunder plump, I think, and then it'll be okay
after.
Really? It's just the time I was planning to do the barbecue. I don't care. Get the umbrella out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So really hot pan, and you get the nice caramelisation on the pork, and then let it rest. And then while it's resting, slice up some apples and cook them, toss them in a bit of oil and cook them in the pan, same pan.
Same juice as
the
pork.
So it takes up all the lovely juice of the pork. So that's them. So they've got a nice bit of scorch on them and they've got a wee bit of pork juice. You don't want to lose that.
Look at the colour of that. Golden and beautiful. Charred and juicy.
Put your pork back into the pan then when it's rested. And then the glaze for this is just ginger, root ginger, elderflower vinegar, some soya sauce and honey.
Right.
So ginger and elderflower work really, really well together.
Grated ginger.
Yeah, just add it into little wee strips, because I'm poncy, you know. Right. Yeah. But you could grate them, far under. Couldn't find the grater, to be honest with you, this morning, so I thought I'll just...
Slice it up.
So and then just put it in and until it's nice and sticky. But I think the ginger's quite spicy and fragrant, and then the elderflowers are sweet. So they work really, really well together. So if you wanted to make a elderflower cordial, you could maybe try it with ginger. So then just to give this all a bit of crunch then, I've got some little gem lettuce. I've got some radishes. If you grow radishes, they should be nearly ready soon, shouldn't they?
And the leaves
are beautiful.
I never know what to do. I love radishes. When somebody makes something and it has radishes in it, but I never really know what to do with
them. Do you know what the French do? And it is lovely. You'll appreciate this. They just have a wee bowl of salt and some butter, and then they butter stick the radish in the butter and then put a wee bit of sea salt on it and eat it.
Lovely.
And eat the leaf as well, so it's all very healthy.
I like that idea.
And so I'm going to put the apples, the cooked apples in with the radish, just radish and some red onion. And then the dressing for this, so we've got a wee bit of it's just yogurt, mayonnaise, and I put some parsley into it. And that all gets mixed up. So it's quite creamy, you don't want it too...
sloppy.
Not too sloppy, exactly. And you've got all those nice juices that'll come out of the apple. And then put that on top.
Of your bed of lettuce. Look at that.
And it's just nice because you get sort of different flavours. You get sweet and sort of charred from the apple, and you get spicy from the radish, and you get a nice bit of zing from the onion, and it's all good and crunchy. And then this is our pork fillet. And that's all. Obviously, you know, you could have this hot, so.
Yeah. A warm salad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll take a photograph of that. We'll put it up on Twitter. And obviously the podcast will be available after the show. Yeah, and you'll have the recipe on the website as well.
I'll let you try the wee bit of the cordial as well. Because
and what do you do with the cordial? Just put the flowers in?
All you do is bring up a litre boiling water. So if you have a litre of water, you have about 450 grams of sugar. And just dissolve that.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd normally put in like slice of lemon very thinly. Put that into the hot into the water. I put in some hibiscus flowers. You can get them in delis. It's a tea, actually.
Like rose hips?
Yeah, you can put rose uh-huh. petals, everything, anything you want into it. And then wash your, for about a litre, you need about 15 heads of elderflower. Put it in. I put in 2 teaspoonfuls of citric acid, which you'll get from your chemist. And then cover it with cling and leave it for about 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then just strain it through muslin.
And that's the colour it comes out, that lovely dark red.
Yeah, and if you just want to leave out the hibiscus, it'll go a kind of a yellowy colour. A wee bit like what Maureen was talking about, anyway.
So well, hopefully it tastes a bit better. Oh, smell that. That's just...
So I'll give everybody...
It's really, really floral.
Yeah, but it's just, you know what, you can imagine if on Christmas morning, so you do that there, and you put it into the fridge and you forget about it until Christmas morning. You crack it open and you have a wee splash of that with your Prosecco.
Yeah. Or was that your Prosecco?
Right, your Prosecco.
You don't need drink to enjoy yourself.
No, you don't. That's right, John.
Isn't that right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now we're having sparkling water, so.
That is beautiful. It just smells of, which it would, I suppose, hedges and hedgerows. And very refreshing.
In a good way.
In a good way, yeah. In a good way. Absolutely. Elderflower cordial.
Yeah.
Elderflower and hibiscus cordial.
Uh-huh.
With a pork salad with apple, radish, ginger and elderflower.
Yeah.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.